Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Christ is risen. On this day, we celebrate the very foundation of our faith as Christians, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. For without it, Christianity would be nothing but a farce. Without it, all of Jesus' teaching, his life, his death, his suffering would be meaningless. He would have been just another failed religious leader. Without it, all your fasting this Lent, if you did any, would have been pointless. Without it, your attendance at extra services during the week would have been a huge waste of time. Especially if you attended any services from Maundy Thursday through Holy Saturday. And if Christ did not rise from the dead, then you being here right now would be foolish. After all, it's 7:30 a.m. on a Sunday morning. For if Christ has not been raised from the dead, then as St. Paul says, we are still in our sins, and we are among all people most to be pitied. If Christ didn't rise, you would have been better off sleeping in this morning. You could have indulged your stomach a bit more over the past 6 weeks. And think of all that you could have gotten done with that extra hour every Wednesday evening. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. And this resurrection of our Lord is unlike that of Lazarus or the widow's son at Nain. For both of these died once again. Jesus' resurrection, on the contrary, is not temporary. Rather, his resurrection is never ending. Jesus did not rise and then die again, nor will he ever die again. His resurrection proves to us that life has won the victory over death, that the Father has accepted the sacrifice of his body for our sins. That, as Isaiah wrote in our Old Testament reading, death has been swallowed up forever. Death, that dark veil that was cast over all men since the fall into sin, this is done away with today. And Christ's resurrection does not just give us hope after death, but also allows us to experience this very life now. Right here, today. It's why we can celebrate this fact here in time, and in fact do so every Sunday. For that great enemy of mankind, Satan, has been defeated through our Lord's death. And now death, thinking that it had simply another victim in its grasp, has been eliminated. Luther explains this battle beautifully in his Easter hymn when he writes, "It was a strange and dreadful strife when life and death contended. The victory remained with life. The reign of death was ended." Death is destroyed, swallowed up forever by life, by our Lord. Death, that is that great leveler of all mankind. Death which comes to everyone, no matter how great one may seem in the eyes of the world, no matter how rich they may be, no matter how popular they may be. Death comes to all people, and the world has no solution for it. Frantically, it searches for aid against this enemy. Whether it be in the latest fad diets which promise to add years to your life, or movements such as transhumanism, set on one day eliminating suffering and death forever. Yet all of these pursuits of the world will fail, since the only solution, the only victor over death is our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this does not mean that as Christians in this life, we get to bypass suffering and death. For we must follow where our Lord leads. And our Lord first went through suffering and death. There will indeed be suffering and death in this life. For if Christ had not died, how then could he have risen? But in that same regard, if Christ had merely died and did not rise, why then should we care to listen to anything that he has to say? All of this would be pointless. Our faith, as St. Paul writes, would be in vain. It would be just like any other religion, any other promise of man to do away with death and suffering. No, Christ does not promise a perfect life, at least not on this side of eternity. He doesn't promise that there will be no suffering, and we all will still have to experience death on this side of eternity. But he does promise that in him life will get the last say. He does promise that because he, our captain, has gone forth before us into battle against this great enemy of death, our victory is certain. In fact, this is why if you attended any services from Maundy Thursday through Holy Saturday, you would have noticed there was no benediction until the Easter Vigil, after the declaration that Christ had risen. Because while there is suffering and death in the life of the Christian, these do not have the final say. For Christ did not just suffer and die, but he also rose. For this reason, then, even in our suffering, we have hope, a hope which will come to full fruition in the life to come. This hope, this life, might be difficult at times to perceive, especially if the sufferings we are going through are great. But know for certain that it will come to pass one day that Christ will wipe away every tear from our eyes. And for this reason, we can rejoice in the midst of such suffering, regardless of the fact that we are surrounded by great evils, even death itself. For this reason, we can await our Lord's return with a certain hope. Certain because we see that Christ has risen from the dead, the first fruits of all Christians who have and ever will fall asleep. Certain because that same risen Lord will shortly give us his very body and blood, that risen body and blood, giving us a sure pledge of this victory over death, giving us a taste of that marriage feast to come. A sure pledge that that life, not death, has the last word. And so then if you kept the fast this Lenten season, come rejoicing. If you failed at all in your fasting, come rejoicing. If you didn't fast at all, come rejoicing. Even if you have come today only and neglected the whole season of Lent altogether, rejoice also. For the Lord calls all people to his feast of well-aged wine, the early as well as the late. So rejoice and be glad this day. For Christ is risen. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.